Today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, we're going to share how Jesus said we could overcome a natural type of unbelief that dilutes our faith. I tell you, this is going to help, so stay tuned for the Gospel Truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So I was talking out of Matthew 17:21, where Jesus said, this type of unbelief only comes out through prayer and fasting. And I was talking about why prayer helps you to get outside the limitations of your five senses, what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. Because you are talking to a God that you can't see. You're hearing a God that you can't see talk to you. And over a period of time, you prove that He's real and that what He's saying to you is real because you've seen the evidence of it. You've seen things work out. You've operated in wisdom that is beyond your own wisdom because you were hearing from God. And this trains your senses that, you know what, there's things that they can't understand or perceive, and they just quit trying to tell you that if you can't see it, it can't exist. It can't be real because they've been proven wrong so many times. It's the same thing with fasting. Here's what fasting does to affect this type of unbelief that just comes naturally through your senses. Did you know one of your strongest senses is taste, or you could say hunger, your desire for food? People have cannibalized each other. Man, I just read a story about people that lived for 75 days after a plane crash, and they did it by cannibalizing 40-something people that died on that plane, and they ate their flesh. I mean, the desire to live is strong, and because of it, people will do things that they would never do under normal circumstances. People will kill for food. And so, your hunger or your desire for food is one of your strongest senses that you have. And it's also one of the quickest to be touched, to be affected. Did you know you could close your eyes and be blindfolded and do without? I mean, you would have to certainly make adjustments, but you can live without your eyesight. You can go deaf and live without your hearing, but you can't live without food. And I mean, it's desperate. And so here's what's happened. When you start on a fast, your appetite will rear up in a hurry. I've talked to a lot of people that believe that by noon on the first day of a fast that they are in the process of dying. Did you know physically that's not true? A day of fasting is actually good for you. It's beneficial to you. It'll actually clear your system of a lot of toxins. Medical profession says it's good to fast one day a week. You are not dying by noon on the first day. Medically speaking, you don't really begin to start eating flesh, muscle, and things like this until after 40 days on a fast. That's why it was so critical when Jesus went into a fast 40 days and Satan came to tempt him. He was literally in starvation at that time, and it wasn't just a lust or a desire. It was a necessity that he needed food, and that made the temptation even stronger. But no, you don't die on the first day or the second day. Now, there's some wisdom to use with this. You can't go without water, naturally speaking, more than 3 days before you begin to die. And usually about 7 days is as long as anybody can go without water, some type of liquid. So there's wisdom to use. I'm not trying to teach on fasting. If you are trying to go on an extended fast, you need to get some material beyond what this program is talking about so that you can do it correctly. But you aren't going to die within 1 day or 2 days or something. But your senses will try and tell you that you're dying. You will feel so weak, you'll have a headache. And contrary to what a lot of people think, they think that a fast is meant to be a glorious experience to where you just hear angels' voices and you can feel their wings and, man, God speaks to you and you have visions and dreams. And most people think that a fast is just a wonderful thing. If you had time, turn over to Isaiah chapter 58 and read about a fast. A fast is a day to afflict yourself, to punish yourself. It actually, what a fast does, it's not meant to be a good thing. What it is a way of denying your five senses, specifically this sense of taste or hunger, your drive for food, And what you're doing by denying it, you are decreasing its control over you. You are limiting its effect. And so what actually happens on a fast, when you go on a fast, I guarantee you, all of your carnality, all of the ungodliness on the inside of you is going to be flushed to the surface. And instead of hearing angels' voices and seeing all of these wonderful things, what the typical fast will do, it'll bring out every rotten thing on the inside of you. You'll become irritable. You'll become cranky. You will start doing things, and what you're doing, you're flushing your flesh to the surface to where you can deal with it and eliminate it and get it out of your life. And if you persist on a fast, it's like this. Your flesh will be crying out and say, "Feed me, feed me, I'm going to die." And you say, "No, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." That's what Jesus said when he was tempted over his hunger. And what you begin to do is start telling your flesh that, you know what, it's not just physical food that's important. It's being focused upon God. There is nourishment that comes through seeking God, physical nourishment. Seeking God is good for you physically, not only spiritually. So you deny your flesh. And see, if your flesh has been so dominating and controlling you that when you say, "By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed," your flesh says, "No, you aren't. You still got this pain. I feel this." Well, when you go on a fast, what you're doing, you are denying that flesh. You are teaching it that you can live without it. It doesn't have to be fed and pampered. You know, all most of us have to do is just look in the mirror and turn sideways, and you can tell that your flesh is controlling you instead of you controlling it. Most Americans today are overweight, and the only way you get overweight is to eat more than you need, more often than you need it. That's it. You can blame it on your hormones. You can blame it on your genes and say this and that. But, you know, basically it's just because we are letting our flesh dominate us. And your weight isn't the cause of the problem. It's a result of a problem. It's a result of the flesh having control over us. How do you break that control? You deny it. You resist it. You rebel at it. You go on a fast and you say, "Flesh, you're going to get into line. You're going to get to where you recognize that you aren't dominating me, but the spirit man on the inside of me is going to dominate you. I may have to eat, but I don't have to eat all of the time, and I don't have to eat as much as you tell me to eat. I'm in control. You will submit to me." And the moment you make that decision, I guarantee you, your flesh and your spirit are going to have a fight. And the typical fast is not a glorious experience, but it's a tough experience. But by doing it, what you're doing is denying your flesh and bringing it under control. It's kind of like your flesh says, "Feed me, feed me." And you say, "No, I'm in control." And your flesh says, "I'm going to die by noon on the first day." And you say, "Man, well, I'm going to go on a 2-day fast." And your flesh will say, "No, I'll be dead for sure in 2 days. All right, 3 days. And your flesh says, "I can't make it 3 days. And you say, "All right, 4 days. And all of a sudden your flesh realizes that if it's going to come out of this thing alive, it had better shut up and quit arguing, because every time it argues, you just put more pressure on. And so your flesh subsides, your spirit dominates, and when you come out of a fast, you know what's happened? Your flesh has learned that, "Hey, I didn't die after 4 days. I'm still alive. As a matter of fact, I'm even better off." And what you begin to learn is that there is a spiritual world out there, and that the spiritual you is more important than this carnal you. And then when your doctor tells you you're going to die and you say, "In the name of Jesus, I'm healed," and your flesh says, "Nope, you still have pain. I still see the tumor." You can say, "Flesh, you submit. There are things that you can't see and understand, but it's true. And I refuse to go by what I feel." And see, if you've been on a fast and if you have trained your flesh that there is more than just what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel, then it'll submit, and that unbelief will subside, and faith will dominate, and just that little mustard seed amount of faith will produce whatever healing you need. But if you've never denied your flesh, if your flesh tells you when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat, and it controls you and you don't want to do it, but you wind up giving in, then when you say, "Flesh, in the name of Jesus, I command you to quit dominating me. I'm not going by what I see or feel." If you haven't ever disciplined it, Your flesh is going to laugh at you and say, who are you to tell me anything? I tell you when to eat, what to eat. I'm in control. And you know what? That natural unbelief that comes through just what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel will dominate you and control you more than what you believe in the spirit realm. Or you could go back and take this terminology that I've been using all through this teaching. You could say that because you spend so much time operating in just the physical realm, you have become more sensitive to, more softened towards the physical, natural truth than you have spiritual truth. You have become hardened to spiritual things. You may still understand that it's God's will for you to be well, but you won't see that healing come to pass because your five senses are going to tell you it didn't work, and that unbelief is going to hinder your faith and stop you from receiving. But you can reverse this process through fasting and prayer, basically just focusing upon God with all of your attention. You can deny your flesh and spend so much time operating in faith in the spiritual realm that the spiritual world and what it is telling you is stronger than what the natural senses tell you. I don't know if you got that, but that is one awesome truth. And I'm telling you that this is the reason that many of you who are good people, who love God and are living a moral life and are believing for good things to come to pass, still aren't seeing it manifest. It's not because of sin. It's because you are just so living in the natural realm. You haven't denied your flesh. And what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel is more real to you and in releasing more reality into your life than the spiritual reality, because you spend more time in the natural than you spend in the spiritual. To reverse that process, just get to where you consider, focus on the spiritual things, and you will become sensitive to that, and you will begin to become hardened, insensitive to the natural things. Man, that's powerful. I tell you, this teaching on hardness of heart has the potential of just revolutionizing your whole walk with the Lord. So please take advantage of it. Remember, this is my last day to make these materials available. So listen as our announcer gives you that information and call or write today.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK59 titled The Cure when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer, and we want to help you any way we can.